light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Autobiography of a Yogi, by Paramahansa Yogananda, is a spiritual classic that has introduced millions of readers to the profound depths of yoga, meditation, and the universal search for God. More than a mere life story, this book is a personal chronicle of Yogananda's extraordinary journey from his childhood in India to his mission of bringing the ancient science of Kriya Yoga to the West. Along the way, he encounters saints, mystics, and masters whose lives demonstrate the hidden possibilities of human consciousness. Blending narrative, spiritual insight, and practical wisdom, Yogananda shows how inner realization, not dogma, is the core of all true religion. His autobiography invites readers to look beyond material success and explore the invisible dimensions of life, offering an intimate glimpse into a path of devotion, discipline, and direct experience of the divine. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the early life and spiritual calling of Yogananda. The book begins with Yogananda's childhood in India, where from an early age he is gripped by an intense longing for God and spiritual truth. He describes growing up in a loving, cultured Bengali family, and how, unlike many children, his interests are drawn more towards saints and scriptures than toward worldly pursuits. Episodes such as his attempts to run away to the Himalayas in search of God highlight both his youthful zeal and his unwavering sense of purpose. These stories are not presented as sentimental memories, but as signposts of a destined spiritual journey. Through miraculous events, providential meetings, and inner guidance, Yogananda feels repeatedly called to a life of renunciation and service. His early life illustrates that spiritual yearning can arise naturally, independent of age or social expectations, and that genuine vocation often reveals itself through persistent inner restlessness and a deep attraction to higher ideals. Secondly, meeting Sri Yukteswar and the guru-disciple relationship, a pivotal theme in Autobiography of a Yogi, is Yogananda's meeting with his guru, Sri Yukteswar, and the transformative guru-disciple relationship that follows. This encounter answers his lifelong search for a true master who can guide him to God realization. Yogananda portrays Sri Yukteswar as both compassionate and exacting, a spiritual scientist who combines love with razor-sharp discernment. Through rigorous discipline, correction of ego, and persistent training, Sri Yukteswar helps Yogananda purify his character, refine his understanding, and deepen his meditation. The book emphasizes that a real guru is not a mere teacher or philosopher, but a living channel for divine consciousness, whose presence accelerates the disciple's evolution. Yogananda explains subtle aspects of discipleship: surrender, obedience, inner trust, and the courage to face one's own weaknesses. This section demonstrates how authentic spiritual growth rarely comes from comfort or flattery, but from a guided process of inner transformation under the influence of a realized soul. Thirdly, Kriya Yoga and the Science of Meditation, central to the book, is Yogananda's presentation of Kriya Yoga, an ancient meditation technique that he calls a spiritual technology for accelerated evolution. He explains that Kriya Yoga works directly with the life force in the spine and brain, harmonizing body, mind, and soul, and enabling practitioners to experience deep, interior stillness. Rather than advocating blind belief, he frames Kriya as a scientific method, repeatable and verifiable through personal practice. Yogananda links Kriya to teachings from the Bhagavad Gita, the Christian Bible, and other sacred texts, asserting that true religion is experiential, not merely theoretical. He describes states of superconsciousness, samadhi, and expanded awareness, showing how meditation can shift one from restless thought to profound peace and intuitive guidance. Importantly, he stresses that Kriya Yoga is not escapism. It equips a person to act more wisely and compassionately in daily life, integrating spiritual realization with work, relationships, and service to others. Fourthly, encounters with saints, miracles, and higher realities. A memorable aspect of Autobiography of a Yogi is Yogananda's vivid accounts of meetings with saints, yogis, and miracle-working masters throughout India. He describes figures such as Lahiri Mahasaya, the levitating saint, the perfume saint, and others whose lives appear to defy conventional laws of nature. These episodes include instances of telepathy, materialization, visions, and healing that challenge purely materialistic worldviews. While astonishing, these stories are not presented as spectacles for curiosity, but as evidence that consciousness is primary and that divine laws operate beyond sensory perception. Yogananda repeatedly reminds readers that miracles themselves are not the goal. They are side effects of a deeply attuned mind and heart. The real wonder, he insists, is the transformation of character and the dawning of divine love. Through these encounters, he seeks to expand the reader's sense of possibility about human potential, suggesting that spiritual realization unlocks latent capacities within every soul. Lastly, bridging East and West and the universality of spiritual truth, another major theme is Yogananda's mission to the West and his effort to show the essential unity of all true religions. The narrative describes his journey to America, the founding of Self-Realization Fellowship, and his experiences teaching meditation to Western audiences in the early 20th century. He draws parallels between Indian yogic teachings and the inner message of Christianity, emphasizing Christ consciousness rather than sectarian labels. By interpreting biblical passages through the lens of yoga and offering universal principles such as karma, reincarnation, and divine love, Yogananda argues that spiritual truths are not confined to a single culture or creed. He shows that seekers in the West face the same inner struggles as those in the East: restlessness, doubt, material preoccupation, and longing for meaning. Autobiography of a Yogi becomes, therefore, not just an Indian saint story, but a bridge text demonstrating that all sincere paths, when stripped of dogma and ritualism, converge on the same experience of the divine presence within. In conclusion, Autobiography of a Yogi is ideal for spiritual seekers, meditators, and thoughtful readers who sense that life must hold deeper meaning than material success alone. It benefits anyone curious about yoga, consciousness, or the hidden capacities of the human mind and soul. Rather than offering abstract philosophy, Yogananda provides a living example of a modern life shaped by devotion, discipline, and inner experience. The book stands out from many spiritual titles because it combines an engaging, human story with detailed insights into actual practices and states of consciousness. Its narratives of saints, miracles, and inner transformation expand what readers consider possible, while its explanations of Kriya Yoga and meditation give practical orientation. You should choose this book over more superficial self-help texts because it addresses the root questions of existence: who we are, why we are here, and how to know God directly. As a lifelong companion, it can continually inspire, guide, and deepen your personal journey toward peace and self-realization. If you would like to support Paramahansa Yogananda, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.